Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
How's everybody doing today?
Right.
I'm in a bad mood.
Me too.
You're in a bad mood? What?
Yeah, see, I'm not even going to lie. See, I can't even lie. So I just got to put it right out there.
Oh, don't be in a bad mood, Eric.
Well, I'm just going to jump right in and say, hey, team, I missed you guys.
Tony!
Hey, Debo, I missed you guys, but I heard the show on the archives, and you guys just cut up in the clubhouse last night.
We had to do it in your absence. I knew that you would really get on us. I knew you would come in the studio today, and you would, like, look at all of us, and you would, like, smack our mics and knock our papers on the floor and give us a speech. And we didn't want it. We didn't want that. So we was like, yo, we better represent.
I had my red pen out. I was taking notes. And, Debo, I must say, you just showed your tail last night, but I enjoyed it so much.
I was trying to be honest.
Yeah.
And you did it well. You made some really valid points, Nene. You were really into the show. You heard the excitement coming through you guys' voices. And I was like, I am so proud of my crew. They are the best.
Thank you. We love you. It's only because we knew that, like, wherever you were getting that award, that you were representing other side of literature, and we was excited, and we just came in here like, yo, Tony's over there getting an award for her diligence and, you know, her dedication to reading and helping, you know, the youth with reading, and we was excited. So we came in there like, huh, we kicked them doors open, and we was like, let's go. They didn't stand a chance last night.
But you guys did a great job. Mika Michelle was fantastic. Jason was awesome. It was just a great show all around. But
yeah.
I am glad to be back. So we're going to carry on for our great show this evening.
All right. Well, go ahead on and kick us off, Ms. Doe. And then we're going to go ahead and get it popping. Pay them bills.
All right. All righty, all righty. Well, hello, everybody. Like I said, I am so glad to be back with you guys. My name is Tony, and I am fresh off the runway with my award last night I got for literature because, as you guys know, I love reading. I am an avid reader. But I also love giving back, like Nene said. For the last 10 years, I have been reading once a week for my lunch hour to a New York City elementary school student, and I was diligently honored last night. So it's called Read Ahead, to instill passion into our youth as far as reading, and that's just so important. But like I said, I'm an avid reader, one of your co-hosts, and I am going to kick it over to the beautiful Miss Leisha. Girl, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm so happy you're back. Super excited for your award.
Thank you, Mama.
And for those who don't know who I am, my name is Leisha. I'm the head of Writing Royalty Promotions, as well as the head promoter for Nene
Free and Boss Lady Publishing. I run four groups on Facebook. We have a super, this is going to be a juicy show tonight. I definitely feel that it will be. We have, this is our erotic session. So if you are not over the age of 18, we're going to need you not to listen to the show. We got some spicy authors up in here today. We got Firemouth, we got GPA, and we have Cotton Campbell in the house. So they're going to be kicking it with, in the clubhouse with us tonight. So I'm super excited for that.
Yeah.
We also want to remind you guys that there's some one clicking that needs to be done. You guys, Fiverr Eyes are open and wide. Wahida Clark's payback book is out. Definitely need to hit that. Tonight, Cash, author Cash will drop his, tomorrow, his version of Casket will drop, so the 10 off. So I'm super excited. We got a lot of hot books yesterday, Nika Michelle's About That Life drop. So definitely head over to Nook, head over to Amazon, and hit those one clicks because they got some hot reads out here. And we also have the number one stunner, the director with the pen, Mr. Aaron Bebo. May you say you in a bad mood?
Yeah, but my mood be switching back and forth. I'll be in a bad mood, then I'll be right back in a good mood.
Oh, well, that's good.
I'm back in a good mood.
That's good. Well, you was getting such accolades from Nika last night. That head hasn't gone down yet. You know, she was putting on everybody to heaven.
That's why he upset, because he couldn't fit in the studio today.
Nah, that's my peoples. I knew I've been communicating with Nika for a little minute. She cool peoples.
Yeah, she was a wonderful guest. I mean, I have to say this. Shout out to the authors, the celebrities, and guests that come on our show, as well as our callers and chat room family. Like, they come on our show with honesty, with integrity, with the willing to participate and enjoy us and enjoy our topics. And I think we are so blessed that, you know, we have this going and they have a platform that they can come to and pretty much take their shoes off. You know, we've been blessed that once they get in the clubhouse, they take off their shoes, they kick their feet up on the table, they're comfortable with the discussions, and we have a good time, and, like, they want to come back. So I'm just grateful, you know, that we have a platform that they can do that on, and I'm grateful for Aaron, for Alicia, and for Tony for helping provide that for them and, you know, get their work out there. And people are clicking those archives and they're going back and listening. And it's a good thing, especially when you're an artist, to have somewhere you can go and share your work and your ideas. And they even, like, share their spirit and their personal stories with us, you know. So that is such a good feeling. And thank you to, you know, any and all who come and enjoy the clubhouse here on Write and Royalty Radio, as well as, you know, the behind-the-scenes team that we have put in place that helps lay it out so that they can do that. So thank you. And they're supposed to be talking dirty in here tonight, Aaron. What is going on? I know it's Tony's idea because I know she's that secret erotica reader. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of Brooklyn. You know, like, she be all quiet talking. But I know over there she be thumbing through them 50 Shades of Grey and all those kinds of stories trying to say what's really going on with these twisted sex lives. Like, wow. I mean, if you even Google on the internet, it is some really different type of stuff going on out there in the world. I'm like, okay.
Meaning you blasted me on radio, and to be honest, Mr. Little Bird, he must have told you that I did read those 50 Shades of Grey. I am not going to lie. But
well, you know what, Tony? You read the Pussy Trap, too. Nene Capri's pen. You know, it could go a little raunchy. I think Nene could probably do a erotic book all by herself.
Sure she can. I agree.
I secretly have one coming, Miss Leisha.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. She's about to take it on the spin, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And we are forever dropping those bombs on writing books.
Everybody, you heard that? You heard what Ms. Mimi Capri said? But, Erin, we want to grab you in a conversation because I can't have my co-host in such a bad mood. You know, you set the tone. We need you to participate. So I'm going to give you your 1 second of fame. You go ahead and use it.
I'm chilling. I'm relaxed. I'm in a decent mood. I'm straight. Like, I'm just waiting for the authors to get on so I can hear all of this sexy talk.
Okay, that'll put you in a good mood.
Go ahead.
I have a question for Erin. And it's related to the topic. My question is, because our topic is Twisted Sex Lives. However, do men sometimes get, do they get offended? Like when, say, they have a woman that is just more sexual than they are, and maybe she wants to bring toys or whatever. Do men get offended when women do that? Or, because I've always wondered that. Does that make them feel some kind of way, or if it's not their suggestion?
You a man, so I'm asking. I'll tell you this. If I was you, I'd just walk in the bedroom with that shit tonight and see what happens. I think that would probably be based on each individual man. Like, you know, because some men might be ready to really indulge in that type of activity as well. And it may take the woman to bring it out, you know, because they may be insecure about even introducing something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
Because, you know, sometimes the conscious man is never too far gone on how many times you've told him it's his. When he really knows it's yours, you know what I mean. So I'm telling you some real. Listen, trust me, I'm telling you something real right here. the conscious man knows that. So, like, they may be having insecurities about certain things too. Like, damn, I don't want to bring this into the bedroom because she might not want me sticking this in her. You know what I mean? Like, if they may be thinking in a whole nother realm. So I guess it would depend on the man individually, on an individual basis.
Yeah. And I think that, you know.
But if I was you, I'd just try that shit tonight. Like, ain't no need to keep burying that shit under the closet. You ain't had it for about 3 weeks.
Oh, no, my husband, he down
keeping
for
keeping at it every time.
He's like, oh,
every
okay.
Every time somebody leave the house, you like.
She was like, is the kids gone? Is the kids gone?
You like, ain't nobody home. Let me go look at it. Yeah, well, this guy bust in the bedroom with that, like, bang. Like, yo, we doing something different tonight.
Erin is crazy.
Right, because I was wondering, because I know that as women sometimes, most of the time, you get a man that's more sexual. You know what I'm saying? And he introduces you to different things. But I just was thinking, I said, you have some men that, not that they're timid, but maybe they haven't done certain things. And I was wondering, like, do they get offended when that happens? But Erin, he answered my question. He said, depends on
the person. I think that other part of your statement might be a little untrue as well. Like, as far as now, not in the sense of how it may look. Like, the man may be looking like he's introducing the female into a lot of different things, but I believe a lot of times female sexual like prowess is way more intense than men. Like when they get into it and they want to give it to you, or they really enter, like they're into the guy. Like that's when it really explodes. That's when you really got the best chance of really capturing the orgasm. Because a woman will come for you all day, but the orgasm is a whole nother experience. That's when you have the best chance of capturing it when it's compatible like that. When it is that intensity there, it's almost like chi, like yoga. You know what I mean? Like you have to be at that perfect place mentally, physically, everything. You know, your body going to react to certain things anyway. So you coming is just natural. You know what I mean? Because your body's going to react to just like if somebody hits your funny bone. If somebody hits certain spots to do certain things, that's going to be a natural reaction. But that don't mean that you feeling him. You could be having sex with somebody you really not feeling like that. That's why women can have a fight with their man and then go right and have sex with him. Not saying that they're not feeling him, but they can do that. So that right there is just a quick indication to let you know that the coming aspect is just nothing, because that's going to happen, that part of the pleasure of it. But to really reach that next level, like, you got to have that partner that is totally in tune with you and you totally in tune with them.
That's popping. That's popping. Aaron, you said a mouthful. And you know somebody who definitely always says a mouthful about sexual freedom and, you know, being able to express yourself, Janet Jackson. She is no joke. Aaron, I want you to drop that beat. We're going to get ready to bring them authors up in here, because she says it all in rope burn.
Okay. Ain't nothing like some Janet.
She is a beast. Yeah.
As soon as I find Janet, she must be flashing that thing again. There she goes.
My lips hurt.
Good old fashioned rope.
Janet Jackson.
I her up, do whatever. I think that is the thing. One of the things that people definitely talk about as being twisted and sexualized, which, you know, the tying you up, the dripping on this, the hot this, the this that, you know, those different things that are outside of the normal box. But who's to say that it's really twisted? You know, people are grown. You should be able to do whatever you want as long as it's consensual to both parties. And, you know, it is what it is. People have their preferences, as Aaron was talking about earlier, and you should be able to have your freedoms. I mean, it was a lot of years that women didn't have the sexual freedom that they have in this day and time. And a lot of women went unpleasured and, you know, not pleased, spent 40 years in a marriage and, like, never had an orgasm, never reached that level of pleasure, you know, which is healing, which is a release that you definitely need. So, you know, you want to be able to explore different things. You want to be able to do different things that's going to enhance whatever it is you had. Because, Miss Tony, what you've been married, say it, Tony, 20-something years. So I know you've had to reinvent different ways of, you know, of touch, of taste, of feel, you know, everything to keep things going, you know, after you guys have known each other for so, you know, so long and know each other's, you know, likes and dislikes or whatever. You grow, you change, age changes, what you may like or not like. So, yeah, what do you think?
Your body changes as well, you know, in those years that you're all together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're absolutely right, because, and not only have they been unsatisfied, they've been unfulfilled, and who wants to have that feeling of unfulfillment? I mean, men have it, and it seems like it, because I'm not a man, people, maybe you can enlighten us, but it seems like they have less problems as far as releasing, getting what they want, or just feeling that fulfillment, you know, and sometimes women don't have that luxury, like Mimi said. It just seems easier for a man.
Well, okay. Are you asking, is there a question there in there somewhere, counselor? Nah, go ahead, ask your question direct. I'm gonna give it to you straight, like I always
okay.
do, you know that.
You always give it straight, no chaser.
Did y'all check out my interview? Shout to Sherry Hannigan and Sherry Harrigan and DC Book Diva over at Straight No Chaser.
Mm-hmm.
They interviewed the kid. I'm happy about that. Somebody paying attention to me.
Everybody's
paying
attention. I just shot that out of the blue, people. You know, so I must be
onto
something. And
yeah,
I did
you
onto
something.
I guess I know where I'm heading after the show. But I digress. But Mr. Devo, can you tell us, is it easier for a man as far as those things that I expressed earlier?
I mean, what specifically do you want to know is easier? No, sir, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, as far as the release or whatever, because like I said, there's certain things that's going to happen, but what I want to point out to women is what they do be misguided. Like, a lot of women be having that attitude, sucking their teeth or getting, like, you're going to get yours regardless. Let me tell you something, and this goes to this, too.
Mm-hmm.
All coochie ain't the same. You feel me? The way that I release with her may not be the same as the way I may release with someone else. So that's what really changes the whole dynamics of everything that's going on. You know what I mean? And I don't think that all men, when just because a man comes, I don't think in the same aspect, I don't think that every man gets off all the time just because.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you know what we're going to do, Aaron? While you're bringing that point, which is very valid, let's bring in GPA. We're going to bring them on in the clubhouse, get them involved in this hot, hot topic about these twisted sex lives, and we're going to see how we can finish flushing out what you said, because you said a mouthful. That right there, people need to know and need to hear, because most women think, you know, well, he got his, you know what I'm saying, and not really understand the dynamic behind it. So go ahead and bring that guest in, and it's going down.
All right. I'm trying to find the 715, because that's what I've seen inside the joint. Or am I looking for the wrong number? Because I do see a 773.
Mm. Which one is it, Leisha?
Well, while we're looking for him, do you want me to read some of his...
Boom, okay.
Please,
somebody throw him in. He's in.
Okay.
Yo.
Hey, what's good? What's good?
Peace, peace, and blessings
peace.
All. What's going on?
Peace and blessings. How are you?
Yo, the champ is here. What's good? I see the topic is the topic is scintillating. Let me tell the people who I am real quick so we can jump on into it.
Let's
ladies
go.
And gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen from the south side of Chicago, currently the number one, holding the author of the number one book of African-American poetry and children's and action and adventure on Amazon. Currently the number one spoken word artist in Chicago and the United States and in the world, according to Reverb Nation.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who will appear on 2014's season of Verses and Flow with his poem Wait For Me, the most electrifying man in poetry, Mr. Amazon, Mr. Reverb Nation, Mr. Orgasm. Ladies and gentlemen, especially ladies, make sure you showed up with an extra pair GPA.
Woo!
Let's go.
There
all
it
right
is.
Now.
Yes.
So, good evening, all. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming out. I'm the one and only Nene Capri. We got Aaron Bebo on here. Miss Tony, Miss Leisha. We jumping it off.
Hey,
we talking
everybody.
About twisted sex lives. We going in.
Whoa.
Aaron has made a valid point about how, you know, men may come, but they may not come the same way they come with the other woman. And someone said, is it coming? Is it getting off? What is it? How do you feel about that? We have another man on the line. Talk to us about that male orgasm.
I think Brother Bebo was on point, totally, because you can't, because it goes towards the woman, because every woman that you meet as a man is not the same woman.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she lives in the same city, even if she's the same ethnicity, she is not the same woman. So translating that to intimate and sexual, because they're two different things, intimate and sexual encounters, you have to treat every situation differently, ergo, you are going to respond differently. So, and we're going to get a little explicit here, you might have to hit it from the back to get it from one woman. She might have to be on top on another woman, from the side, from a different one. You know, it may be oral for three other women. You know what I'm saying? So it is all different. It is totally different. And it's also a mind thing. First and foremost, people have to understand this. The physical then sexual aspect of sex are the second and third things. He said something that was very key about a woman arguing with you and then you have sex. Well, that's animalistic. You know what I'm saying? So once your pheromones go up, of course you need to get that off of you because you can't walk around with that because that's dangerous. But while that interaction is going on, it may not be to its completion because why? You're not in tune. You're not on the same page. She might still be thinking about that nonsense you said or did, or vice versa. So the orgasm begins in the mental. It begins with the thought. It begins from early in the morning when you send your speaking from a male's perspective, when you send your lady a text, hey, beautiful, have a great day. It began right then. You begin lathering it up right then. When you call and check on her during the day, when you mention it on Facebook or something like that, these things massage her mental, put you in a flattering light. So the rest, the physical part, the down low part, the Bermuda Triangle, you know, it's already there. You just need now a little momentum. So it's not all those gymnastics and physical gymnastics and your big thing and all. It's some of that. But it's the other stuff first. You got to plant those seeds first.
Right. I agree. And I always have said, it's how you feel about the person, you know, because you can be with a person and just be with them. You know, you just feel like, hey, I want to smash. People is like that. But then you have a person who you're with where you could just have a glimpse of a thought and you already orgasmic before they even touch you. You're already in that mode. You're in those moments, and their touch is set to the blaze to make everything go full circle because of how you feel about them. It's mental. You know, it's very, very, very mental. So you're absolutely 100% correct on that. And we still, again, we still have another man in the room. Aaron, please come in on this. Not literally, but come on.
Love it.
My bad.
I'm with the same thing. I'm sticking to, you know, the same point I was making, that you gotta have that connection to really achieve the orgasm. Like, it can't be nothing random. Like, it's really not gonna happen like that. It rarely does. It can. Like, you could just have like some off the wall type person that just, you know, they just over excited with sex to the point where they do, you know. But most times it has to be drawn out and it has to be, you know, processed. Like the brother was saying, it's all the things that lead up to it beforehand. So the connection has to already be there.
Yeah. Miss Tony wants to jump in because she's been married for 22 years. We're gonna find out where. Go ahead, Miss Tony.
Okay, Miss 20 years old herself. Hello, GPA. My name is Tony, and I am so honored to have you in our clubhouse this evening. But I do want to make a comment.
Thank you.
Hi, you're welcome. I want to jump in on something that both you and Aaron said. As far as like a woman having an argument with her man, and she would still turn around and lay down with him. Sometimes that argument could just bring that energy and just make it that much more intense. You know, like it may not be a physical fight, but it may be a sexual fight to try to get off on trying to make your point.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that you said it starts out in the morning, and I could not agree with you more, because sometimes you're rushing in the morning. You may not always have that time, but that morning, that morning kick, I'll put it like that. But throughout the day, you know, that anticipation builds up, and you start, like you said, texting or just thinking, and I got this smile on my face, and everyone that sees me, he said, oh, you look really nice today. You look like you're glowing. It's that anticipation, that inner sunshine that's just trying to get out, and you just not wait.
I'm like, I'm already, y'all, huh?
Am I revealing too much? And it's just that build-up to that, oh, for lack of a better word, climax.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did I get off topic there?
No, you were good. You were great.
No, ma'am.
That was all good. That was definitely all good. That was definitely great.
I want to ask you
I just really
this.
Believe.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jessica.
No, I was just going to say what the sister was saying. It was on point. I just really believe that it's more dutiful, but it's more purposeful when you trigger the mental.
Mm.
And Aaron will probably come behind me and agree with this, because it's easy to be liquored up, you're in the club, loud music, and da-da-da-da, and then, okay, that's that. But when you're not in front of the person, either because of work, either because of long distance or whatever, and you can mentally get them in tune with you, you have done some work. And that goes through any and all parameters.
Mm-hmm.
It remains there. So that's just awesome, you know. That's what I try to do when I write. I try to put it in a way where it's like, oh, it'll stay with someone.
Yes, and you know what? Coming from the author perspective, you know, when we're writing those erotic scenes and, you know, we're trying to go outside of the box so we can make sure that our readers really crawl into those scenes. Like, when I write my sex scenes, I want somebody's legs shaking while they're reading it. I want you to have to cross legs at the ankle and bite your nails, and you're reading, and you feel like every touch is actually happening to you. And that is a whole process as well, because as an author, you have to go into those moments, and then you have to come out of them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to really put yourself in. And, you know, you being an author who writes on that level, like, that's a whole other level of writing, because those are emotions, especially if you're not actually able to get anything off, you know, after the write or whatever. Like, you have to go in and out of those emotions and feelings to, you know, give the readers that special part of yourself, because that's also a special and very private part of yourself, whether it's twisted, yes, whether it's, you know, however you try to put it together so the readers can feel those relationships and that heady, heady, heady moments. Like, for you, what's your process?
My process is it's really very simple. For Revenge of the Orgasm, what I did, and I was quite fortunate before I was able to narrow my search down, was fortunate to be involved both intimately and sexually with an abundance of beautiful women. Mm. And so therefore I was able to chronicle these into these poems, and that was the process then, just sitting down. And it was quite arousing, because I had myself a Heineken and a Jameson and Coke, and I started, and this was on several days in a row, I started recalling these situations, so I could put them down on paper. Mm-hmm. So that basically is, I go with the notes, and of course no names are mentioned, because I'm an aggressive gentleman, but I was able to recall. I got the details down and the scenery and what have you. And these are things, once you read a poem of mine, you can put yourself in the scenario. You can forget about me. You can forget about the woman I was with. You can put yourself, and the reviews tell it, but you can put yourself in these scenarios because they're realistic. One of the problems with erotic writing, I believe centrally, but erotic writing is, in poetry, is that it's unrealistic. You'll get some yahoo get up on stage and he'll say, "Girl, I'm going to lick you till the oceans crash on your head." And you're like, "No, you're not. Come on, dude. No, come on. Stop." Like for real.
No, you're not.
Quit. I mean, it's not realistic. Well, if you read a poem of mine like Obsessed or 15 Minutes or The Westin Incident, you're like, "Wow, I stayed at the Westin. That could happen." Or the Metra Adventure. The Metra is a train here in Illinois. Where, you know, I had relations outside while the 5 o'clock train was coming, which is, you know, everybody knows is rush hour. So that can happen. So you can visualize, and it makes it more tangible.
Right.
So my process is real simple. I just start writing. You know what I'm saying? I remember. Wait a minute. I live it. I remember, and then I write it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the best way. I mean, you must get that research in. I mean, you must have some research.
Yeah.
There must be some lab time when you have to, you know, write in that realm. But they had a question in our chat box, which I want to ask either men, Aaron, sure, as well as GPA. Do men fake it?
Yeah.
Women have to ask that for you.
Ain't got time for that. Ain't got time for that. No. What are we doing? You have to understand, for me.
I'd say yeah.
You said yeah? Well, for me, I really just, I know what I'm there to do. And primarily my thing is for us to get ours. Because you want to get yours.
Okay.
Let me just say that right there. And there's some sisters who are probably listening in who had the privilege of being with me. They can say, yeah, that's right.
He said the privilege.
Well, everybody knows I'm an egomaniac. I mean, that's not like a surprise. So, I mean, you know, I mean, it's what it is. I mean, I'm not faking, you know what I'm saying?
Look, I want to explain my yes, because, see, I'm just, like, keen on things. Like, number one, I know that a woman probably asked that question. And, see, coming from a woman's perspective, when they say fake it, I don't think so surface, like, as to the point that she's asking, did a man say he came and didn't? You know, I'm thinking beneath the surface as well, where she's thinking, like, you know, y'all had the act and y'all was intimate or whatever, and she may ask you, like, was it good, or you may be acting like it was overwhelming, but realistically in your mind, you may be like, she's whack.
Oh, shoot.
You know, she's mediocre or whatever.
Wow.
You know, so in that aspect, that's my guess. My guess is where, you know, as a man, I have done that. I'm like, yeah, it was straight. You know, I'm like, I'm never dealing with you again. You know, like in my head. So in that aspect, I believe, yes, men do fake it.
I agree on that. On that aspect, he's absolutely correct. Because, yeah, I've been and you be like, man, let me hurry up. You don't want to stay. You be like, you don't want to stay. You like, you're in her house. You don't want to stay. You like, man, you know what? Hey,
or
my daughter's in school.
Or even to the point of really just stopping. Not being able. I've been in situations where I haven't been able to have a release, but, you know, I'm not aroused, but I'm aroused. Like, I'm aroused, but I'm like, yo, I can't even, I'm done with this.
Okay. Well, let me ask y'all this.
Like
now, my next question, you know, as a man, like, does it do something to you if a woman doesn't? Or does it only really matter when it's your woman that you love or you care about, so you really care? Or, you know, if she doesn't and you have and she's sitting there looking at you like, dude, like, I hope you ain't finished because I haven't gotten there yet. Like, as a man, does it mess with your psyche?
You want to grab that first, or you want me to go first? I have no problem.
You know what, bro? I'll just tell the plain truth. I have a phobia.
Mm-hmm.
I started a long time ago. It was a song, and this is all related answers, so I don't want anybody to think I went away from it. There's a group. There was a rap group, a female rap group called BWP, and they had this song.
Yes,
called
I love that song.
Two Minute Brother. When I first heard that song, I said to myself, I am never going to be him. I am never going to be him. I'm not gonna. So if it gets close, like, don't get me wrong now, there's been a point in the crunch time when the legs start shaking and the voice start quivering, and I got to think of, like, some 350-pound dick so I don't release right then, because I don't want to be that dude.
Oh,
I mean, so that's my phobia I have. I never want, listen, either somebody, something's going to happen, or nobody's going to get any, because I can't do it. I don't want that. Because chick talk, sisters talk about you, especially with social network now. About you. Girl, he was talking about revenge and orgasm. He wasn't ish. You know what I'm talking about? So, no.
Okay.
With me, I really, honestly, and I'm not trying to be funny, like, I'm really something special. Because I'm a sexual person, so I'm very in tune into the act.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not even gonna perform if you're not coming, type shit. Like, I'm really there. Like, I'm not performing out in the audience, so it's gonna happen. Like, I'm very experimental. My whole point, honestly, is really to get the woman off. Anyway, that's my pleasure.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm at it.
Okay.
Completely. So I don't be having those type of
issues.
Yeah, I don't be having those type of experiences.
No.
But now, as far as the 2 minute thing, and let me just say this to the 2 minute. It don't matter if it's 2 minutes or 2 hours. If it's not right, it's a waste of time.
Well, you know what? We got Cotton. We're going to bring Cotton on in the clubhouse. This conversation is bumping, twisted, sex.
Cotton sounds like something that melts in your mouth.
In the clubhouse. Bring Cotton in here so we can continue.
Go ahead and bring
Queen
in Alicia because I don't want to get the number wrong.
Okay.
You see, the call lines is lit up. You probably got to really look
at
this. Like,
yeah, it's lots of numbers. Hey, Cotton, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
good.
How are you?
Good. Welcome to the clubhouse.
See y'all talking about one of my specialties. What?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
It just got real.
See, Cotton showed up. She showed up pink and bubbly. She's ready.
And Aaron, and just for the record, Aaron, I do melt in your mouth, baby.
Ooh.
I mean, uh-oh. You say anything. That's a slogan. You don't have to prove that to me.
Hey,
unless you're
hey,
coming
hey.
In a bag. I mean, you the brown bag or the yellow bag. Which bag I'm looking for? Let me know.
You don't want to mess with Aaron. I just want to point that out.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that one there. Ladies and gentlemen, what we have here is the author of Seduction's Lips, nominated for 2012's Poetry of the Year as well as 2013. She is the queen of seduction and the softest voice in poetry. Nobody, and absolutely nobody, captivates an audience by speaking with just above a whisper, like the voluptuous, also deliciously curvy, magnificent, soft-spoken poet. Allow me the privilege of introducing Cotton.
That's what I'm going to tell you something. It definitely sounds like y'all have been on a couple of dinner dates. The deliciously curvy.
Well, here's the thing. This woman is how we roll. Let me just clarify for everybody listening. This is how we roll. If it's an army or whoever, and I have to stand, she is putting her back to my back, and we're going to lay them down. It's real simple. We roll, we travel these roles together, we sell books together, we write books together. We are just the most formidable tag team of poetic talent ever put together.
That sounds like the same campaign I was running when I was boning this little rat chick that was in this rap group with us. I was boning, telling everybody, like, yo, our business relationship is out of this world. We just, we got our thing down packed. Like, yo, listen,
hey,
we are going down in flames together. Nah, but there's no relationship. Nothing else going on. There's nothing else going on, though.
I'm just trying
to keep in tune with the show. I'm
Aaron.
Not normally like this.
No, he's not.
Is that you talking?
Go ahead, Cotton. What do you have to say about this? Because I don't know where it's about to go, but it's going down. But I would love to hear your beautiful voice.
Aaron.
Yes, I'm here.
You listening?
What's that? You was breaking up. I ain't hear you.
I said, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I got you now.
All right.
It's not real.
I'm kitty cat, love what you do. I adore the taste of every thought of you. You're so strong and so pure. Got me digmatized, and I want some more. Talk strong, daddy. Control your girl. Oh, yeah, you're not. You're so thorough. That was Aaron.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to tell you. I started to give you my Clarence Carter rendition, but I held back.
Good thing for you.
I am done.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something, Cotton. I'm going to be honest with you. GPA has co-signed for you, and I believe him. But let me tell you something about I, and this is real. I be so on my toes, right, that when I walk into a shoe store with a female,
keep going.
They tell me to just be the display for everybody, yo. I be on my toes, man. I do this.
I would have on your too, boo. You keep going.
Nah, but listen, I like to get on my toes because I know when I get on my tiptoes, it drops down deeper. Belly button up. See, I make belly buttons and things move.
Yeah. OMG. I am done. GPA, do you see what you started in the clubhouse? It is all
I think
what?
I need some backup.
You know what?
I think I need some backup. Let's get Firemouth in here. I think we need some backup because Aaron and GPA is cutting up. They is cutting the rug up in here today.
Go ahead and bring Firemouth in here because I got some questions for Ms. Cotton. We're going to jump off on the lady side in a second because the men is taking over the clubhouse. We're going to have to put a stop to this. Aaron's out of control. Go ahead on and bring Firemouth in here so we can say what we have
Alicia,
to say
please.
About these twisted sex lives. And Aaron on his tippy toes. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, he don't look at so many numbers.
If I'm on my tippy toes, you know Cotton's fighting the pillow. Cotton's fighting the pillow.
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
Wow. Hey, Firemouth.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
How
Hi.
You doing?
How are you?
I'm well and yourself.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the clubhouse. This is Nene Capri. We got GPA. We got Cotton on here. We got Aaron Bebo. He's acting up. Miss Tony, Miss Leisha. We're in here talking about these twisted sex lives. We've already talked about how the guys are straight faking it. And now we have to find out about those women. Are they faking it? Cotton, please take the lead. Then Firemouth, we need to hear from you. Are these ladies faking it? And why are they doing that? Are they compromising themselves? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, we fake it because we have people like Aaron talking about he going to put people on their tippy toes, and he ain't bust a grape.
Well,
everybody come in here everybody come in here attacking Aaron. She didn't even tell you. That's Aaron, a.k.a. the tongue.
Ooh.
They used to call me the tongue when I was back when I was 17, right?
Aaron got a lot to say. He got a lot of accolades for himself.
He is
you know
on his own
Like, well,
nah,
exactly.
That's real though.
Like, let somebody else co-sign for you, boo. Like, let me find out about Aaron on my own. Because, see, when women are faking, it's because they run into brothers who are co-signing, and then when she get him in the bed, he's like, oh, man, damn, now I got to find somebody else to finish what this fool started.
Yeah, and that's, you know what, that's not Aaron, though. That's somebody else.
We don't know that because Aaron co-signed for himself.
Nah, listen, it's a big difference.
Let me find out on my own if Aaron can really make me stand on my tippy toes. Hell, how about that?
Listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. You ain't even realized it yet, but you already ready to get on your tippy toes. I'll assist you with a smack or two.
Oh, Lord.
You want to get up a little higher.
GPA, you have started something in the clubhouse.
You got to promise me, though, if you get on your tippy toes, I want us to be in the middle of an empty room so that when you do get on your tippy toes, you could just brace yourself on your fingertips. I got it from there.
Oh, shut up. Dang, God. I don't know what happened here tonight. Aaron has gone rogue.
What did I miss?
GPA, he's gone rogue. He's gone rogue. Firemouth, please give your girl some backup. Please give your girl Cotton some backup.
Well, he's fired already. He ain't even the reason I say the thing about women faking it is because, and Aaron, this is really not a diss to you, but there are a lot of men out there who are always trying to co-sign what it is that they can do. I'm gonna put it on you, girl. I'm gonna put it on you. Oh, my God, like, really? And then when you get them in the bed, they can't do jack. Like, find out if you are that person. Let me find out. Don't post. It's like somebody telling you about the movie that it was really hot, and then when you go, it's like, it wasn't really all of that. Don't tell me. Let me find out on my own because, see, there's some things that you did with the last woman that you just can't do with me. I might not like you hitting it from the back. She probably did. Then I might like you hitting it from the back, and she didn't. So those are two different things. So then we got to pretend like we liked it when we didn't because we don't want to hurt his ego.
Wow.
That's that, brother.
It's a lot of brothers like that.
Wow, it definitely probably is, but
Oh, is that a point of being twisted, like the twisted communication between man and woman, where either party,
so.
You know, you also have women who think if a man is getting it from the back, he wants you throwing it all hard at him or whatever. You could be hurting the brother's
right.
pelvis area. Like, you know, it's twisted in that as well of what each party expects from the
right.
other party or doesn't expect. From
or
the
grapefruit
party.
Might not have enough juice
and
in
I,
it,
and
she
think that's
it's slamming.
A lack of communication, but that's a lack of communication because you didn't try to find out what the person does like sexually instead of you just trying to throw something on them and
mm-hmm.
thinking that because you use that on the last person, that is going to work on this person, or maybe the last 10 people like that, but this one person might not like that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then you have some men who think that it's the longevity. Aaron even spoke about whether it's 2 minutes or 2 hours. You know, it
right.
has to be the quality of what each person likes, loves, or enjoys. Some men are under the delusion that somebody wants them hopping on them for hours and hours. It might not be like that for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one woman might, hey, I done did my thing. Okay, we can just pretty much high five and move on from this. And then you have some women who their appetite is so intense, they're looking at you like, for real, dude? Like, are you really done? Or, like you said, you got to call somebody else over to finish up what they got started. But at some point, the communication gets twisted.
I've had that 5-minute sex, and that sometimes that's the best man.
5 minutes of your life, huh?
You just felt like that was the best stuff you didn't had in years. Five minutes. That was only 5 minutes. Are you sure? Because,
mm-hmm.
man, put it down.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, Firemouth, let me ask you, coming into the erotic zone and, you know, having to write from those scenes, we asked GPA, what's that process, you know, getting into those moments. What is your process in creating these works that the readers can definitely feel?
Well, for me, whatever erotic piece that I write, whether it's poetry or a book, I have to be turned on while I'm writing it. If it doesn't
mm-hmm.
turn me on, I feel it's not going to turn my readers on.
So
mm-hmm. each piece that I write, I masturbated to each piece.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Talk about getting into your work.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if it turns me on, I mean, I'm sure to turn somebody else on. So.
Yeah,
it
makes sense.
Talk about a writing
wow.
ritual.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to continue to talk about this topic. Since we have some blazing poets on tonight, we're going to drop a clip. We're going to play that right quick. Then we're going to come right back. I need to talk to Miss Cotton about her process. We're going to continue to talk about these twisted sex lives. Aaron, drop that clip so we can really bring it home for how you got to feel when you laying down these scenes. Brother
yeah.
to the night.
And Cotton, this is for you.
All right, this is something I've been working on. It's new. I call it a blues for Nina.
Yeah,
say, baby, can I be your slave? I've got to admit, girl, you're the shit, girl, and I'm digging you like a grave. Now, do they call you daughter to the spinning pulsar, or maybe queen of 10,000 moons? Sister to the distant yet rising star, is your name Yemiya? Oh, hell no, it's got to be Oshun. Ooh. Is that a smile me put on your face, child? Wide as a field of jasmine and clover. Talk that talk, honey. Walk that walk, money. High on legs, I'll spank Jehovah. Who am I? It's not important. They call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh. Trying to become the funk in your right. Who am I? I'll be whoever you say. But right now, I'm the sight-raped hunter, blindly pursuing you as my prey. And I just want to give you injections of sublime erections and get you to dance to my rhythm. Make you dream archetypes of black angels in flight upon wings of distorted, contorted, metaphoric jism. Come on, man. Fuck your man. I ain't worried about him. It's you who I want to step to my scene. Cause rather than deal with the fallacy of this dry-ass reality, I'd rather dance and romance your sweet ass in a wet dream. Who am I? Well, they all call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh, trying to become the funk in your right. Is that all right?
Is everybody back?
Wow.
All the guests back?
Yeah.
Do we have CPA? All right. Do we have Cotton? Do we have Firemouth?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. That's what's up. That right there brings it home for me. That's like my favorite of all time. Things, poems. I mean, it's explicit without being crazy. He was creative. You know, they just laid it down for the whole movie of what the tone was going to be set. With you guys being poets and, you know, creating that energy, is it the same? Is it the same for getting on the stage and saying what you have to say versus paper? I'll start with Cotton.
Yes, I believe that whether I'm from a book or if I'm on stage, like right now, even though I'm on the radio, no matter what, I have to give it that same passion I would give it when I wrote it and give you what I was feeling when I wrote it at the time that I wrote it. I don't believe in half-assed giving you and making it just because I'm on the radio, but let me read it. But I still want you to see. You should know that I'm reading it unless I tell you that I'm reading it. So I want to give it that same passion. I don't believe in shortchanging people because they're, you know, not sitting in front of me.
Okay. Now, I spit a little poetry every so often. Are you the same way being as personal? Like, a lot of times I don't like people to read it. I prefer to say it so they can hear the tone, you know, the rhythm of the voice, the rhythm of the flow. Is it the same for you, or does it matter to you whether it's someone reading it versus you actually telling them that rhythm, that flow?
If you're in front of me and I don't mind giving it to you right there on the spot. I don't mind doing that because I want you to understand how it was written. Now, you may not get it that. You may not read it that same way. You may not feel it that same way. But I want you to feel what I was feeling. That's my thing. You know what I mean? Like, because everybody's not going to get the same kind of feeling from it. You might get a different feeling from it, which is fine.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, talking about this twisted thing, is it really twisted? You know, from either lady, then we'll bring our men back in the conversation, from Firemouth or Cotton. You know, the tying up, the whip, the chains. Earlier they talked about the toys. You know, everybody has been, you know, up in their ante at how they please and pleasure one another. Is that really twisted or is it preference? What do you ladies think?
I think it's preference.
I agree. I think it's definitely preference, you know.
Okay.
Because there are certain things that you can do with toys that will make it more exciting. Did I sound excited when I said that?
Yeah, you did. You said toys. You put a little emphasis on toys. Yeah, you did. You did.
But you know what, though? It's more exciting when you and your partner use them together.
Okay.
It's more exciting when he uses
a vibrator or a dildo on the woman, on his partner. It kind of like, it makes it more interesting. You have to be open-minded with all the toys that are out there that are available now.
Okay.
So do you think those conversations should be had pre or just bust up in there? Like Aaron was like, just bust up in there, you know, with the stuff. Or should it be a whole conversation, or is it more exciting to just spring it out, like, right at the moment?
It depends on the man and how open-minded he is. I mean, some men feel inferior to a dildo because they feel like, okay, evidently I'm not enough for that woman. Why does she need a toy? Some men are like, hey, bring it in, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
His partner and his mindset.
Okay.
I had a guy pull a dildo out on me,
uh-huh.
And it was a surprise to me. And I was a little uncomfortable, and the reason why, because I'm thinking, okay, first of all, why do you have that? And what are you doing with it? Like, who is
hey, what are you doing with it when I'm not around, right?
So let him tie that shit to you too, though, huh?
He just came out of nowhere. I didn't get a, hey, you know, do you like, hold on, why do you have a deal? So, like,
did you say it was tied to you, though?
I wasn't what?
Did you say it was tied to you?
No, oh my God, no. No.
Oh, no, I thought you said.
That would have been,
oh, man.
That sounds twisted right there.
Yeah, that was twisted. That was. But we know that GPA and Cotton, you guys have a show, correct?
Let me, can I say something real quick?
I'm in the house.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, GPA.
Listen, I need to share something. Let me just get this off my chest. I know there's some ladies in the chat room probably wondering what's to it and what have you, so let me just put up and shut up.
Okay.
Wide nostrils. Widen further. Your sense of smell has become my scent, but there is no movement. I find myself face deep in it, so my facial expressions enhance your arousal, but there is no movement. My ears no longer exist because they are embedded in your thighs, so all I can hear is the tremors building, but there is no movement. I find myself in the grips of a vice that are your thighs crushing my cerebral cortex, so all I can think about is your apex's arrival, but there is no movement. My eyes are wide shut, so all I can see is the oncoming, but there is no movement. Back to my ears, I hear you scream out one name, three letters, same amount of syllables, but there is no movement. There is no movement. Moments ago, I was both hungry and thirsty. Now, I am satiated and quenched, but there is no movement. There is no movement. There is no movement. My poem.
Woo!
I don't have no poem.
Yeah.
Right, I'm like, am I supposed to snap? All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We're going to continue the show with Firemouth. We Cotton and GPA, we love you. Thank you for coming out. Your energy was phenomenal.
Yes, it was.
And burn that stage to the floor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank y'all for, you know, rearranging schedules. Aaron, I like where you was coming from, brother. I don't know if we friends or not on FB, but for sure going to friend you. Thank y'all so much. Oh, one last thing.
Sure.
Nene, I heard your book is tearing up the Department of Corrections. I got to cop that. I heard that. I'm friends with Treasure Blue. That's my man. So
okay.
I saw the shout. Congratulations on that, sister.
Thank you so much, and I can't wait to go over here and cop your stuff. You know, please make sure we know everything that you have so that the readers can get it.
because we want to make sure that they one clicking and they're enjoying. They're enjoying what you're blessing the literary world with.
Last plug, the 2013 poetry book of the year. I just got the email today for readers' mm-hmm. favorite is Revenge of the Orgasm. You can get mm-hmm. that on Amazon. You can click it or go to ourblowyourmind.net. We're really excited. Our team is winning over here. I'm really ecstatic about that. But thank y'all so much. Please check that out. Follow me. I'm James Gordon on Facebook. Check me out. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Okay.
Travel
peace
safe.
For sure.
Peace.
Peace.
Wow. His energy is phenomenal. We still have Firemouth on here. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. Well, you're going to have to hold it down. Cause, like,
I'm
it,
here, too.
Who, are we trying? You're still here?
And you got a show. I'm still here, like, you know, GPA speaks, but he don't always speak for all of us.
Oh, well, Latif, okay. Well, let's go. Let's continue this conversation about these Christian sex
here,
lives.
I'm traveling to the show still. My, you know, so I'm in my car. I'm just chilling right now.
All right. So we still have you.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we're going to incorporate the other host. Leisha, did you have something that you want to share on this topic, these twisted sex lives? You know, they're talking about faking it. They're talking about the toys. How do you introduce it? You know, there's so many new things on the market, as our guests have brought up, you know, that's pleasurable, that partners are sharing. We're in the subject about should you tell, should you not tell. Leisha, go ahead on and say your part, and then we're going to bring in some of these callers so that they can definitely grace this clubhouse.
I just want to say, you know, GPA did all right, but I have read Firemouth and Cotton's work, and I'm just saying, the women is winning. I'm just saying.
Oh.
However, you know, I have to research for the show, and I was reading this blog or article, and the man was like, he accidentally turned his wife into a freak. And I'm thinking to myself, that wasn't no accident. She was already there. You just called up. Is that like in a man's mind where sometimes, and maybe Aaron can chime in, where they think that they're just like doing so much, but they may not be?
I was already saying that, like, you know, like seriously, like you'd be like thinking that one thing is going on and something totally different is happening. Like you gotta, like you be thinking, like I was saying, you be thinking you bringing the freak out of her, but really she already was a freak. She just going along just to see how far you gonna go. Like, yeah, okay, you putting me onto this. Because she may not want to spring all of that on you right away. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want him to know I've been doing this or I've been wanting to do this. He's not, this ain't nothing special about this from him. This was already on my mind. And, you know, women are devious like that. They'll play right along. It's my first time.
I don't think it's devious. I think that we don't be wanting to always hurt y'all little raggedy egos, so we be having to stroke you slow.
Too fast
sometimes, you guys would be like all over the place in your head, like how many times did she do that? Who she been practicing on?
Right.
You
got to get those questions.
You did that a little too good. You did that a little too good. Sometimes you got to walk them slow on it. You got to, oh, honey, I don't know how to do it. So his ego don't get messed up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it happens like that. Go ahead and bring one of them callers in, Aaron, so we can hear what they got to say.
Okay, let me bring in a caller real quick. I'm going to go with 773-675. Good evening. You live with the Writing Royalty Crew. Who are we speaking with?
Maybe they're shy. Are they shy?
Okay, I'm alive.
Oh, okay, there they go. Hello, how you doing?
No, not yet. Might have to put them back on hold and catch another
773.
What's filing required?
Oh, yeah. Is that him in the background?
Yeah.
All right, put that back on pause. And take
okay.
the next call.
We're going to go with 706. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Mrs. Nico is in the house. Want to give a shout out to the queen of Exotica, hands down, five mouth. That's my girl. What it do, boo?
All right.
You keep on making those good sex scenes, baby. Keep on practicing and masturbating, baby. You getting me off over here. Keep doing what you're doing, and much love to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have a great evening. Love you.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all, too. Keep doing it.
All right. Thanks for the calling. That's popping.
All right now.
Yes, we're going to take 570. I think I know who this is. It might be serious.
Hello. 570.
You are live with the Writing Royalty crew.
Hello.
Who are you speaking with? Hello.
Hi, this is Keisha.
Okay.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Yeah, I don't have much to say because my husband's around. I can't say much. You know, God gives everybody the talent, and I just say my talent's in the bedroom. I'm not lying.
Oh, well,
that's my husband's talent.
Okay.
And in your defense, I know your husband, and he is crazy. So I know that there has had to been some type of power going on these 18 years later, and he is very crazy over Kiki.
You might as well get some advice. You know, I know sometimes the single mothers out there, you're struggling, and you can't, you know, afford the toy. Go to the dollar store, rest in the makeup brush for a dollar. Go get some that sugar candy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Dust them in certain places and take your tongue and have fun. Write your name on it.
Right. Oh. Grab you some ice. Get you some ice. Little Kool-Aid. Hey.
You got to use the stuff in the house.
You said sugar candy? Hold on. You're talking too fast, yeah. Keisha. I'm trying to write a note. You said sugar candy? Is that right up there with the making them drink pineapple juice?
So wait a minute, I made a basket a long time ago, and we sold it for like $190. Putting that basket together cost me like $20. And all I used was stuff, and, you know, and homegirl was like, you know, thank you. You saved my relationship. Hey.
And a good banana, too. A good banana is good.
No, go get a blow pop. Banana's all right. I don't work with bananas. They ain't right.
Oh, wow. I hope nobody on here is under the age of 18.
I hope not.
Yeah, because, look, we don't want nobody putting on the news that Ryan
Rose
got
we're giving out all this advice, men, get you some cow, some baby spinach, and some cactus.
What is that for?
For energy.
Exactly.
Oh, look.
It's all natural. It's all natural, and you're gonna be feeling like a champ. You heard Thoroughbred, the saying like that's real.
Okay.
And a jar of pineapple juice.
Run that list down again, Aaron, for the callers who may not be able to catch it.
That's cow, which is like a vegetable plant, whatever. Get you some cow,
mm-hmm.
Get you some cactus,
kale,
and some baby spinach.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh well, I guess maybe I'm saying it wrong. Kale.
It's kale.
Tony's correct. Well, I know they sell it at the supermarket in the veggie section.
That's all right. They know what you're talking about. They know what you're talking about.
Making it into a salad, Aaron? Like, are you talking a salad, Aaron?
I'm not sure.
Blender. You make a drink.
Yeah, blend it up and drink it.
Smoothie.
Yeah, yep. And another thing, too, that's good for stamina for men is broccoli. Eat a lot of broccoli. If you know you're going to be, you know. And get you some broccoli in your diet. I'm serious. This is all proven fact.
Okay. Well, we thank you. Thank you, Ms. Keisha, for calling in here and getting getting these authors started and the guests started so they can run off these lists so you know, people at home listening can get creative and write in your very own kitchen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I know Leisha's going to Walmart right after the show. I already know it.
Because, you know, I stocked up on some pineapple juice.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to stock up on the cactus and the kale and the spinach and put that in the well, actually, in my smoothies at Costco, they have this. It's like kale, spinach, and Swiss chard mixed together in the fresh bag. So I use that in my smoothies. But I don't know. I never heard about cactus. I'm going to have to. Pineapples to see what's going on.
All right. Well, Aaron, take that 310. Yeah, 310 on here.
Yes, 310. Good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty Crew. Who are we speaking with?
Are they shy? They might be shy. They might have had A1s raised. Well, let me ask, since we put them back in the hold queue because they didn't come through, let me ask. We have Firemouth and Cotton still on the line with this sexual liberation, ladies, and all that's going on. It has become very, very, very promoted for women, you know, giving head, performing that on their man, liking it way more than the male may like it, like women are really getting into it. What do you think switched over in society that changed that from back in the day when women were so squeamish about even trying fellatio?
You know what? Women were never squeamish. We just were afraid to admit it. It's always
exactly.
A good done.
Okay.
Exactly.
Same for black men. Black men have always went down on women. But in the same token, they would never tell their boys, hey, man, you know, I went down. I did that. They would never admit it. But nowadays, all that is wide open. It's okay to say that you do that now. Because most times, 9 times out of 10, if you don't do it, you will lose what you got.
Okay. So you're saying that's like has to definitely be on the resume. Like when a woman is checking out a man or a man is checking out a woman, it's like, yo, you got to be asking, do you do that? Because I love that.
But,
like you ain't square.
But,
is you
but,
willing to explore?
The only way 9 times out of 10 that a woman will accept a man that does not do it, he has to be packing in a major way to make up for what he won't do.
Okay.
I don't fully agree with that.
Well, you're
not
a girl.
I mean, no. What I'm saying is, no, you're right. But guess what? I'm a man who deals with. I'm a heterosexual male, so I deal with women, and because I've met women who said that, like, if you don't do it, go down and all this, that, and the third. And then, you know, you don't have to be, honestly, if you never have to be doing really too much of nothing special in the bedroom to, you know, lock the woman in. Because women are about commitment anyway. So if you capture her mind and her heart, she'll work with you. So I'm
nah,
not
that's
even.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. Not every woman is like that.
I didn't say every woman. I'm saying women by large, because every woman's not a wife, every woman's not a hoe. But women by large will work with a man that is about commitment, because that is their nature. So if they find a man that can commit to them emotionally, they'll work with him.
I'm not gonna agree with Aaron.
I don't agree with Aaron often, but I am going to agree with Aaron only because if, I don't want to say shortcomings, but maybe they're not as sexual as you are, or maybe they just haven't had the same experience as you. Most of the time, I wouldn't say women dummy down, but they will accept, they will accept it. Because really, all you have to do is you may have to show them, or they may have to experience it, you know. And I think for a lot of women, though, it doesn't just have to be that it feels good, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think for men, it just has to be that it smells good. A lot of people may not give fellatio, they may not.
go down on a female if it does not, it's the taste. And a lot of times, you know, people, they
smell.
Taste, but you got to dodge it. But, I mean, you can smell good. I'm saying you can smell good, but your cum can be nasty. Sometimes it can be salty, and that comes with a diet. That comes with the diet that the person has. If they're not taking care of their body physically.
I'm going to let you.
That comes up.
If the individual smokes or drinks, it's going to be bitter.
You know what? But I'm really loving the way the direction this conversation is going. We have any other tasters? Any other wine tasters in the house?
It's their diet. It will be bitter. But that's why they tell you, you know, if you're going to engage in that type of activity, eat pineapples or drink pineapple juice 2 hours prior before you have sexual activity.
You should just say the pineapples. She got a case of pineapples. Now we know what it's for.
Yeah, I buy fresh pineapples every week. Sure do.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Maybe you want me to cut you up some pineapples in your lunch? No problem, sweetie. I got you.
Look, where is Miss Tony? It's not me.
Miss
Tony, watching her pearls. What's going on, Miss Tony?
I got the pearls cut tightly, Needy.
Oh, my goodness. What is happening? What do you think?
I do have to admit that I eat pineapple every day.
Oh, well.
Every single day.
What are you saying? Wow.
She eats pineapples every single day.
Okay.
What'd you say, Diva?
I said that. Okay. She asked you, what were you saying? I said that she eats pineapples every single day.
Well, let's take it another step further so we can keep going with this twisted sex lie. The big misconception about spit or swallow. Let me hear from the lady first, and then, Aaron, you're going to have to sum it up for us so we can understand what the man feels about spitting it out or swallowing it. Go ahead, ladies. How y'all feeling? What they talking about? That's a big, big, big thing that people talk about, you know, with sex, that spitting or that swallowing. I don't hear any ladies. Did all the ladies go to hair and makeup when I ask that question?
Why don't we start with the two wine
glasses? I don't swallow. I do not swallow. I'm sorry. Yes, that is. Lisa does not swallow. You could swallow all day long, though. I'm not.
Okay.
No, thank you.
And we have cotton and fire mouth, because what's happening over there? Is there? You swallow?
I swallow. Yes, I swallow all them babies.
Oh, well, watermelon?
For sure, watermelon.
Okay, Aaron, does it matter? I mean, they say that it matters. You know, does it matter to a man's swallow?
Honestly, I'm not even really a big fan of you know, the oral sex thing anyway. So,
given or taken?
Really, either way, but definitely not. Oh. You know, not taken. I'm not, you know, like, I'm not really a big fan of that anyway, so.
Oh. So it don't matter either way.
Yeah, it wouldn't even really matter to me.
Okay,
now,
but being a man, from outside of your personal experience and talking with, you know, your boys, y'all sitting around kicking it, doesn't really matter to men.
Well,
I think men
get a little, I see men tend to get a little bit more excited if she swallows, as if that was something spectacular. Like, I don't know. And even women, like, even women that do swallow, like, look how amped up she was just a minute ago. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I swallow. You know,
I
so,
do.
Like, that's just like it's something extra.
It is.
So,
it is.
You know, I think that, you know, a lot of people would probably be like, yeah, well, she's why. I think that's the extra part of it. So I think that people would probably want that more so than the spitting.
So,
as far as males, for ego purposes.
And please, and pleasing your man and being excited, how important is that to you? Do you think it's more important to him so you do it, or is it more important to you so you do it?
She's asking the ladies. Did you hear what she just said? She said, in pleasing your man.
Yeah, not Aaron.
More,
not Aaron.
Yeah, she's definitely not talking to me.
I'm talking to Cotton because she yelled it out. Is she still there? Is she still there? Did we lose her to
nope,
hair and makeup?
I think we might have lost her.
The hair and makeup?
No, I think we lost her.
We
she
got
is
somebody,
trapped.
Though.
Well, Alicia.
Hi, still here.
Hold up, somebody.
You said fire mouth, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, and how do you feel about that? Do you think it's more important to the man or more important to the woman?
I think it's more important to the man than it is for the woman. Most men enjoy it. They would much rather see her swallow than spit.
Okay.
It is just the monotony when you're in the club.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's deep. That's heavy. Now, when you're writing from your poetry stance, do you feel like it's important to make sure that you connect with every aspect of what people may like, you know, the woman likes, what the man
yes,
likes.
Most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Okay. So you have that all in your mind. Like we're sitting here, we're talking about the importance of, you know, telling each other what you like, you know, when you incorporate in toys and those twisted ideas, maybe it's tying you up or it's blindfold or, you know, it's the hot wax or whatever. When you're putting those different things, it's important to incorporate everybody's fantasy. Is that how you write when you're writing your erotica?
Yes. Yes. Okay. But basically, I'm the type of writer who's like a simple picture can inspire me. A simple mm-hmm. phrase can inspire me. And or somebody could just request a particular topic, and I just flow with it. It just depends on what mood I'm in, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Wow. That's popping. And in that spirit of giving people what they want, making sure that people are satisfied, Aaron, could you please let R. Kelly speak to us for a minute? I need to see what R. Kelly got to say on this subject, because you know he is the master of freakiness. Drop that beat right quick so we can continue in the clubhouse.
Yo, I got 12 things to say, 12 ways of saying it. But wait a minute, check it out. Do you mind if I give you some of mine? 12 plays. Do you mind, baby? Do you mind? Of me.
So you got your dude and you feeling him, you really love him, you like him, like y'all been courting, you've been dating, you haven't had a chance to get together like that, but you this dude is everything. And then you get in there and womp, womp, womp. Like, where did we go from here?
Straight out the door.
Oh, Lord. You ain't going to work with him? Lisa said you could try to work with him.
No, I don't have time for that. No, straight out the door I go.
So you're going to throw all that month to dating and getting to know each other and connecting on all those other levels, just you're going to just say, bump it, I'm out of here, because womp, womp, womp.
Right, because I know I'm going to be faithful if he can't satisfy me. If he can't satisfy me, I will not be faithful.
Oh, okay.
All right, We have a caller.
Take that caller, because this is going to go.
321-225. Good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty Crew.
How are y'all this evening?
Hi, we are great.
Okay.
Hello. I've been listening, but I couldn't pass this one up. I'm fine. I'm Oh, wow. I have to agree with five. Size matters.
Okay.
You wind up hurting yourself. You can wind up hurting yourself trying to get you, regardless whether he can or not.
Okay.
So I have to agree with five on that one. Size does matter.
So too big and even too small, size does matter.
See, too big, you can back up off of. You feel me? You can take as much as you want to take or you can take. But you come with 3 inches and expect something to happen or a reaction to it, it's not going to happen. And I'm going to hurt your feelings. I'm going to hurt your feelings.
Okay. I ain't got time for that. You like fire mouth. I ain't got time for that.
No. No, I don't.
Can't you buy him an extension? I mean, like, they have those. I'm just saying.
Well,
they
don't
have
them.
Nobody has time for that.
But, you know, I just feel like if you be honest from the get, I mean, you ain't just shrink on the way to my house, you feel me? So, hey, you knew what it was before you got there. So if you're even hot and bothered and finna get it in and there's nothing there,
uh-huh.
Okay, we're going to go wash some dishes and put in a movie or something and be done with it. No repeats, no callbacks.
Who are we speaking with?
Hey, Aaron, I haven't spoke to you in a minute.
How are you doing? Who
Renee,
was
this is Renee. Renee.
Oh, how are you doing, Renee?
I'm okay. How are you, sweetie?
I'm fine.
She's going to pull out the Monopoly game. She's going to tap him on the shoulder and say, you know, we're going to play part two. No, he can't stay. No.
Oh,
he got to go because I have to make another phone call. Oh, no.
He's going to interfere with the next five surprise.
Baby, speed dial is a beautiful thing.
This is Camille Renee, right?
Huh?
Camille Renee?
Mm-mm. Aaron, you know you're not supposed to call another woman's name in the middle of the act.
No, listen, I'm not supposed to call another woman's name in bed. I'm sitting straight up.
Okay.
Because
he knows
I
share well.
I originally thought that this was Renee from the West Coast, but then I was like,
no.
I don't know. I wasn't sure because you said you ain't spoke to me in a while. Why is that? Why did that happen?
Because you were in an author's seat and we were speaking, and that's the last time I spoke to you.
I was in an office seat?
She's from the East Coast.
I was in an office seat.
Don't wreck your brain, baby. It's okay. It is okay.
No,
it's not.
You're not.
Okay? You gotta remember.
I'm trying to figure out why we stopped speaking, why we stopped communicating.
You came up short. Maybe you came up short, Aaron. I don't know.
No. It wasn't that, Aaron. Don't take personal, sweetie. Slow down. It was not that.
You see how quick she said no? Even
no,
she
it wasn't that.
On with that. Well, you need to let me know what it was, because that's not cool.
Inbox
it to
you. Needed more pineapple in your diet.
Okay, I'm going to my inbox right now. I'm about to put you back in the queue, and I'm going right over the hair and makeup to my inbox right after I take this next caller.
Thank you, Renee.
All right,
ladies, have fun. Thank you. Bye.
Yes.
Bye.
Wow, Aaron came up short.
913. Good evening. Who are we speaking with?
Yes, my name is O'Shawn Malik.
All right,
how you doing, O'Shawn?
Hey. What's going on? I'm just sitting here bugging off y'all conversation, you know, short man, tall man disease stuff, you know. That was wild out. Those sisters was deep.
Well, we need to hear your opinion. We got a man in here. We done talked about, you know, experimenting, bringing in them toys. Does size
right.
matter? Does it matter if she does, you know, give you that oral pleasure or not? Like, weigh in on some of this. We need another man's opinion.
I mean, I'm saying, you know, not everybody can talk to a microphone well, so you can't really
okay.
pass that chore off to everybody. But if they
okay.
are experienced, they should
mm-hmm.
step up, like, hold on, I got this. You know, just
they
like
should definitely
with
rock the mic.
Too.
What you saying? They should
right.
definitely rock the
rock
mic.
Rock the mic, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want an encore if it's good. You know, if
okay.
it's good encore, let's keep going. Size do matter, but, you know, if you do know how to pump, you know, you should be able to make her rump jump. You know, and if
uh-huh.
she's going to come, she's supposed to come with pleasure, not
okay.
how many times she can come, because an orgasm can just happen just from the tip. For the way his
mm-hmm.
balls may sap on her skin, you know, if that's not too fresh.
Yeah, no,
you know.
What you
and then you got to put them hands in there and get sensual. You know, you got to touch them in different places, neck,
mm-hmm.
arms, shoulders, you know, the center of their back, even while you're laying on top. There's certain things you're supposed to do to make a woman feel like a woman, even
mm-hmm.
after the fact. And you better
okay.
cut them.
I'm with you. All right.
All right.
You called here. But let me ask you something. You talked about rocking this mic. We ain't going to let you off the spot just yet. I know everybody don't know how to do it. Are you willing to teach? Like, some men don't want to have to take time to teach her to do that to him. Like, what do you think about
right.
that? To hang in there? Should he hang in there and teach her what he likes, or just say, you know,
I mean,
we ain't going to do this?
If you like porno, you know, you can find one of them. You know, sometimes they say Caucasians can do a wonderful job. So if you're going to say they can, then at least use them as a teacher to learn different techniques to maybe make your man toes crack. I mean, you know, somebody
okay.
got to show you. And it's not like you can ask your girlfriend, well, how do you suck a dick? You're not going to stand
okay.
right there and watch her do it. So,
right.
you know, at least watch a video. You know, it's always educational when you use your mental and your eyes at the same time.
Okay.
But you know what? A woman needs to do that off of the man's reaction. She has to have her eyes open and watching him to see what he likes.
Yeah.
Okay. She needs to repeat that process. Really, until it to be all out, honestly, all jokes aside, sex is nothing but a mind game. If you can make love to a woman's
right.
mind, you got that. And
yeah.
vice versa.
Mm. The body is just a gift after you pass through the mind.
Mm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, should I repeat that? You know, the
yes.
body is only a gift because you're supposed to relax the mind. You know, the body is a
yes.
gift. Once the woman is comfortable mentally, physically, it's just an object
right.
of abbreviation.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. And then you're supposed to talk to her. You know, you're supposed to eat that taco salad, you know, like you never had a good taco salad with extra sauce. You know, you need all of that to make them feel. I mean, but that's going to still make them feel appreciated even more because you're giving them joy before you
right.
get yours. So, you
right.
know, not everybody can be selfish either.
Yes, don't be selfish. That's just rude. Yes. So we thank you. We thank you for coming into the clubhouse, sharing your wisdom, your insight. Phenomenal. Thank you so, so much. Please take a listen and join us again when we have these hot, hot, hot topics.
I will be following Poetry Cotton. She put me deep, so I'm going to make sure that I stay in tune. And I will be in your Chicago area very soon, so I hope I can get to see everybody in person and we get to share some poetry, whether it's erotic or mental.
That's awesome. And if you're not in touch with any of the Writing Royalty crew, please friend us so that we can get familiar with your work. If you rock on the poetry stage, or you've written a book,
yes.
or you have anything, and you're definitely welcome to come back here as a guest on our show to share your work and get
that's
them
it.
To know the author behind the pen.
Yes, Oshon Malik. I'm on YouTube. O S H O N E M A L I K.
Write that down, Leisha. We have to find him.
I got you.
Yes. Thank you. All
right. Thank you so much for joining us. Absolutely. Now we got Cotton made it to. Oh, go ahead, Miss Tony.
No, that wasn't me. You can go.
That was me. Go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead.
Oh, Cotton made it to her show, but she left some comments.
Okay. She said that size doesn't matter as long as he can work it. But she also said if she cannot rock the mic, he should show her how to rock the mic.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that goes both ways for men and women. I think sometimes because we have this sexual liberation and, you know, women are taking more control, I think sometimes within that we lose the sensitivity to the other person's feelings, and we don't want to teach. We don't want to take the time to teach and to learn and to, you know what I'm saying, share some of those first experiences because, you know, when you look back to your first days, no one was a pro. I'm sorry. No one was a pro. The man wasn't, neither was the woman. And those were some of your most exciting times exploring, you know, what sex was, what a kiss was, what a touch was, you know, when you first were able to have those experiences. And I think that we lose that in trying to out-pluck, whatever, each other, and we lose those intimate moments, those teachable, trainable moments that you share, you know, with one person that you can look back and be like, damn, for the first time I did that with him. You know what I'm saying? Or I did that with her. But I think we lose that. And I think sometimes people lose a good relationship because they're judging it on this list of you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to be like this, and then you lose out on a good person because you just threw them to the wind because they didn't meet some society's standard of what sex should be, you know, in this whole sexual revolution with this, you know, twisted ideas that they call them with, you know, or sexual adventures. How do you feel about that? How do y'all feel about that? That's just me. I could be totally wrong, but that's how I feel. How do you guys feel?
I mean, I can definitely see that, that, you know, people get caught up in too much of, a lot of times it just seems like a lot of this stuff just be trendy, what's going on, other than what can really be going on and what's really going to be for their relationship.
Hmm. Okay. We're losing it. You're losing. Sometimes you said, like, people will lose some love. You know what I'm saying? They'll lose out on some love because they don't want to take the time. And the caller made a perfect point when he talked about, you know, size matter. And if you really look at the anatomy of the woman, the G-spot is only 3 inches away from the opening. And it's right there. So if you are not that long, as some people are not, women can still be pleased, can still be pleasured with the right stroke in the right spot. You still can be very, very, very pleased and very pleasured, you know, if your man is not to the knee. And, you know, if some to the knee ain't right either. You're like, dude, like, back up. Like, what are you doing with that? Like, why do you even have that? Where did you get that from? Like, you know what I'm saying? So some women, you know, they talk about, you know, you know, women going to the hospital and different things like that. Like, but sometimes you have the TV and the media that'll tell women that this is what you should have. And if you don't have that, you're not having good sex or you're not having fun. And I think that it should be up to each person to say, this is what I like. This is how you have to touch me. And a woman really needs to know her own body before she even enters the room with the man, because, you know, you have to be able to get yours. And if you don't know your body, it's like a marathon with no end. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, I ain't getting off. You know, you don't know yourself. You don't know what you like. You haven't explored or been alone with yourself to actually find out what you like or don't like. And I think that's important as well. But some people, if they that's twisted, oh, no, I can't even do that. So how do you feel about that? Fire mouth?
I think every adult should at least learn their body. I agree with you on that. Masturbation is nothing wrong with it at all. Explore, learn your body, learn what you like so that you can teach your partner exactly what you want and what you don't want. I agree with you on that.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's a big boy and a big girl thing, you know, and I think definitely don't walk into, you know, the situation with the ideas of what you had with the last person. Or the ideas, what you know what I'm saying? Because that happens too. Like, people take this one standard, like, this is what he did, but you're looking at a totally different man. Like, this man here is not the man before. This woman here is not the woman before. You know, dudes are like, man, that last one did X, Y, and Z. Okay, now the new one don't do X, Y, and Z. So, you know.
I was going to agree, Nene, because each one should be.
Everybody's body is different. Everybody's body is different. What may have been good for whatever that man may have liked before, this new man may not like that.
Right.
I mean, it just depends. You can't bring old stuff that you used to do into a new relationship.
Right.
Or shall I say, into a new sex ship. You can't do
right.
that. You have to learn right. each other to make it work.
Yes, yes. What were you saying, Miss Tony? I'm sorry.
No, I was agreeing, and I was saying each relationship should be treated as an individual. You know, like you both said, what was in the past should remain in the past, and you should focus and not bring everybody into your bed in your present relationship.
That was powerful.
All of that extra.
Yes, that was powerful, bringing everybody else into your bed. And that's true, because now you got them on a scale from 1 to 10, or you got her on a scale from 1 to 10. That, you know, you're looking like, okay, this, I haven't reached the 5 yet. You're not on the scale. Yes, and communication.
In that bed.
Yes, it could be, yes, and communication is the key. Being honest with one another, like, you know, if it's over, if he says, well, baby, damn, was it such, 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 don't lie to the man or don't lie to the woman. Just say, you know, baby, I enjoy being with you, but I think that we might could enhance it if we do this. You know what I'm saying? Or we could make it better if we do that. And it's the way you say stuff. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes nerves, you know, you be with a person for the first couple of times, you know, the insecurities about their body maybe or about their feelings or what someone else has may done to them can block certain performance techniques. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hanging in there, sometimes you have to hang in there just a little bit longer just to help see if it's going to get any better. You know what I'm saying?
I think that each couple should, especially if it's their first time engaging in the sexual act, they should never give 100% in the beginning. I think that should be a gradual thing, because you have to be able to trust your partner and learn your partner. If you come out the gate giving 100% straight off the top, it's going to get dull and boring because they already know what you're about.
Right.
You got to give a little.
Wow. We have a question in the chat room, and either Aaron, are you still here? You're in hair and makeup. On the way out the door, we need a quick question.
No,
you still in hair and makeup?
I'm definitely here. I'd like to shout out Sharon Bell in the chat room.
All right. Here's our last question before we close out. They want to know, back door, is it open or closed?
That's for the ladies, right? Why would that
yes.
need to be
Aaron,
there?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare to that, Aaron.
Yeah, you paging Aaron, and then you ask some shit like that?
Well, no, Aaron,
that?
I mean.
Paging
I mean,
Aaron. Hey, this was to know. Back door.
No.
Is it open or closed? What's that? I don't know. You might need to go to hair and makeup.
I know.
Oh, wow.
That's not what I was saying, Aaron. I was making sure you were still here so that, you know, I know you like
yeah,
to say
something.
But I
didn't up. Have to be.
Whatever. Anyway, we're not even going to talk about it. Forget it. We'll save it for another show because we don't have enough
yeah.
time to get a whole fight. Firebound, please scream out your work. And where they can see you at next before we go. We have a minute left. Go ahead and tell them what you got. Is Firemouth in hair and makeup or she's still here?
No, okay. I'm here.
Okay,
so I thought you were talking to Aaron still, my bad.
So you're all right. Where can they see you at next in about 30 seconds?
I have a new book that will be hopefully dropping in the month of May. It will be the third book in the L9 in the Let's Make It Nasty series. I haven't quite titled it yet. It's still in the works, but hopefully it will be dropping next month.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to get out there and one click that. Thank you so much for jamming with us in the clubhouse. We got to have you back. We do this apart.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Y'all guys are crazy. I've enjoyed myself. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. Thank you to all our callers. Thank you to the chat room. We love you all. Thanks for rocking with us. And please, please, please check us out on Sunday, AuthorWise. Aaron, drop that beat.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.